Thank you.
I want to welcome all of you coming from the Bible Talk today. Please know that we appreciate your presence too. We're coming together just to give God adoration and praise. Good Monday. Amen. So many things happened on yesterday. My God, an amazing grace, it was off the chain. Amen. A special guest in yesterday did a wonderful job. And took in members and things like that. Thanks, God. God blessed in a tremendous way. And welcome this morning. I want to hear about what God did for you. Amen. The Bible tells us that we want to make known his deeds among the people. Yeah. Praise the Lord. That everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. If you blow on your hand and you feel anything, that means that you ought to praise him. Let's go to God right now, and let's ask the Lord to bless this line in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, Lord, we dare not approach you, Lord, without just asking you if there's anything that has displeased you, forgive us for it in the name of Jesus. All sins of omission, things that you've been trying to get us to do. And forgive us for following man rather than following you in the name of Jesus. And all sins of commission, anything we've done, in the name of Jesus. Now look on the prayer line. I offer to you, Lord, bless it and take over the prayer line. Holy Ghost, you're real. And you speak to people. And Lord, thank you for speaking to me. We surrender this prayer line to you. You are the one who has more wisdom than anybody. We give you the glory and adoration and praise for everything. I rebuke the enemy. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And God, let the resurrection blood of Jesus get on the enemy. Oh, my God. Let the oil of the anointing get on him. Yeah, thank you for everything. I rebuke the devil. And thank you, Lord. Remember my fast. And with you, would you consider, Lord, binding every enemy that comes against us in the name of Jesus? Bless the prayer line. Bless people who are sick. Bless people who are down. Bless people who are out. Bless people who are on their last road, I pray, who have their backs against the wall. Help them, Lord. Help them in Jesus' name. And bless them in Jesus' name. Now, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. You are so wondrous and so amazing and so astounding. Just so phenomenal. Oh, so awesome. And we give you the glory and adoration and all the praise. Thank you. Bless people, Lord, who have loved ones incarcerated, that you would open the doors and give them another chance, I pray. And God, I pray that you would thwart every little fox that's been placed against anything that you're trying to do here. In the name of Jesus, every little fox on the blind line, every little fox on the prayer line, bind it in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against it. Now, thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, Lord. Amen. God bless all of you, and we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Good morning to you. Are y'all awake on this Monday? Good morning. Good morning to you. Oh, God. And let's speak to the Lord, because he is certainly present. Amen. Let's speak. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. And who on the prayer line can realize that you woke up by the grace of God this morning? Who on this prayer line can realize that you can move your hands and feet and eyes to see and ears to hear because of the grace and mercy of the Lord? If so, I want to see who on this prayer line has a praise for the Lord. I'm going to say praise check. Come on in. Don't hesitate. Don't be the last one. be the first one to give him praise and adoration in Jesus' name. Here we go. Praise check, everybody. God, thank you for your blessing.
Thank
you for your goodness. Thank you for your time. Thank you for what you've done, how you've been there every step of the way. We bless you and we give you glory. We give you adoration. Amen. What about you at 913? What about 816? What about 61? What about 712? What about 317? What about 801? Do you have a praise one? 225, 919. If you open your mouth, give him praise. Give him thanks for what he's done. Thank you. And God bless all of you on this prayer line. Thank you for that. God is good, and we just thank him for this wonderful day. I know you got a praise report. I know God's been good to you. Amen. I want to just open the line. Amen. Ambassador-elect LaTanya Williams, are you on the line this morning? If
yes,
you are,
sir, I just tuned in. God bless you, sir. Yes,
God bless you. Amen. I'm going to ask you if you would receive those praise reports for us today. I know you got a praise. God's been good to you. And I love that joy in your voice. God bless you. Take that and go over. Let people give their praise reports. And go up to about, maybe take about 7, 8, 9 praise reports. And let's see what we have for the people to praise God this morning. The line is open to you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Chief Ambassador Thayer. Amen. God bless everyone. Good morning. Amen. I just thank God for just who he is in my life and the things he is doing. He is truly moving by his spirit. Amen. I'm just, my praise report this morning, I just thank God for who he is. He's just so amazing. Again, in spite of the things that we encounter or go through, you know, he's still there, you know. And I just thank God for that. Amen. He's just awesome. I tell you, the joy of the Lord is truly my strength. Amen. Amen. So at this time, we're going to open it up for any praise reports that you may have. Amen. Feel free to go ahead and share. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Stephanie, all the way back to Israel. Oh, I just thank and praise God. He took me there and brought me back. Oh, I was just so close to him. I got baptized in the Jordan River. Oh, have mercy. Thank you. Oh, God, he's so good. He's so good. He is so good. Oh, I just thank him and I'll praise him for the rest of my life. Oh, I just give him glory, honor, and praise because it all belongs to him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That is awesome. Amen. Amen. I bet you that was an awesome experience. God bless you, and so glad that you're back safely. Amen. The line is open to the next person that has a praise report this morning.
The Lord, good morning, good morning, good morning to all of God's people out there. This is Ambassador Patricia Stern, 847 North Chicago, Illinois, and I just want to give salutations to our Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all of the saints, and good morning to you, my daughter, Ambassador-elect LaTanya Williams. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am praising the Lord for his wonderful work. Amen. So many wonderful things happened to me over the past weekend. I had the procedure done on Friday, and the saints of God prayed for me, and my chief apostle prayed for me. Chief ambassador prayed for me, and I tell you, God really moved. Amen, because I had already announced if it didn't work this time, that I wasn't. The doctor would see me no more. But thank God I've been able to lay on the, amen, on my hip, been able to dance. And I'm just excited about the Lord. And I just want to let, amen, the people of God know that I was so tremendously blessed this past weekend. Last weekend was the celebration of my 40th anniversary and my 17th year as pastoring. And the people of God in my church put a financial offering together. And I tell you, my husband and I were able to purchase us a brand new car, a Lincoln MKS. It got so much stuff in it, I got to study how to drive ahead. I'm thanking God. As you know, 2 years ago my car was stolen, and I didn't want to go into anything until I was released from the Lord. But thanks be to God who gave us victory and causes us to triumph. My voice sounds a little weak, but it's not weak because I'm giving the Lord the praises and the due benevolence. And I want to thank my First Fruit Prayer family that prays for me. Amen. As I pray for you, because my chief and chief apostle Richard Hinton told me this year before he passed, he told my husband and I this was the year of the keys for us, and I saw the first set of keys in our hands on Saturday, and I got yet more keys to get. So I'm praising the Lord for his wonderful works to the children of men. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
Amen. That is an awesome praise report. Look at God. That's right. I remember you said the year of the keys. And look at God. Thank God for that brand new car. God is so awesome. He's so faithful. Amen. We thank you, Ambassador Stern, for sharing that praise report, woman of God. I love you so very much. Amen. And at this time, amen. Anyone else with a praise report?
Thank you.
Yes. Thank him.
Good morning. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. Ambassador Pfeiffer just giving a shout out from Louisville, Kentucky. Praise God for his blessings. Thanking God for our chief ambassador and family. Praise God for our ambassadors and ambassadors-elect and everyone. Thank God, we returned home, found it just like we had left it. And I am just so glad because there is no place like home. Praise God for a safe trip. Praise God for a newborn, great grandbaby, healthy. And I am giving God the glory for all the things that he has done for me. And I can't thank him anymore. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise any more in my heart than I already praised him. But I will continue to bless the Lord at all times for what he's doing and how he's blessing and how he's enlarging our territory, how he's blessing the church, and blessing the members at the church, and how he's blessing family members. And I'm thanking God for everything that he has done, all the traveling and everything, and letting know that he is still in control. So God bless everyone on the prayer line, and God bless our chief ambassador and Ambassador Lady Betty. God bless you. And I can't forget about our mother, Adelaide Johnson, and I also give honor to our praise announcer this morning, evangelist-elect Tanya Williams. You're doing a great job, and God bless you as well.
God bless you, woman of God. To God be the all the glory. We thank God for Ambassador Pfeiffer. Amen. And thank God for those praise reports of the new grandbaby and God bringing you back home safely and his shield of protection over the home while you were gone. Amen. Those are praise reports. We just thank God for what he is doing. He is so awesome. And I remember a woman of God last night prophesying that someone had needed a new car. And to hear Ambassador Stern talk about how God has blessed, you know, through the giving, you know, of the ministry, giving back on their anniversary. That is such an awesome blessing. Amen. There's the new car. Amen. Look at God. And I know there's another one out there, the woman God spoke of, because it sounded as though it was someone that needed one right away, too. You know, God had already blessed Ambassador Stern with it. Look at God. But we know there's more. Amen. Amen. Well, at this time, we are still open to take praise reports. And I'm not going to get you up next time. You just jump right on in. After the one gives the praise report, come on in with the next one. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead.
This is Ambassador Ann-Elect, Mother Wilson. I thank God this morning for being able to be alive. And I thank him for my great-grandbaby, my sister's great-grandbaby this morning. He had yellow jaundice when he, about 2 days after he was born, but the Lord has blessed him that he is able to pull through it, and he's doing fine now. And I just thank God for me, and I have unspoken requests, and I know God is able. When he woke me up this morning, I just told him, thank you, Lord. No matter what I'm going through, I know God knows it. I may not know my own self, but I know God knows it. I'm just thankful to be in the land of the living this morning. God bless you, and God bless the prayer line and the leaders, and pray for me.
Jump right on in. The next person.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall. I am so happy on this morning. I have a new job. Hallelujah. It's been a four-year struggle, but I did not complain. I continue to have a smile on my face, but hallelujah. And I remember when Chief Ambassador-elect said, when the devil takes from you, to snatch it back, and I'm snatching it all back. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Go ahead. Next praise report. Just jump
this,
right on in.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line, all the ambassadors. I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. On yesterday, Saturday, my daughter went to rehearsal at the church. And when she came home, she wasn't feeling well. And she said her stomach was hurting. And I took my blessed oil that my pastor gave me, and I rubbed it all on her stomach. And she started running to the bathroom. But on yesterday, I thank the Lord that today, this morning, she's feeling a whole lot better. I thank the Lord for touching her body, because she wasn't doing well at all. She just was not feeling good. Her stomach was real hard. But I just thank the Lord that when I rubbed that blessed oil on her stomach, things just started working for her. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Lucille, and we definitely will continue to keep you in our prayers. Amen. Thank God for that praise report. Amen. Jump right on in. Amen. We have time for a few more. Amen.
Good morning. This is this is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank the Lord for how he blessed on this Saturday. We had the homegoing service for my niece, Rose Garnett, and how it was such a beautiful homegoing. I want to say she left three daughters, but they're all grown, and the last one got married a year ago in July, and how God just blessed it with so many people, and the people just did what the body of Christ does. They just showed up, and they just showed out, and God just blessed. And even though it was a sad occasion, it was just a beautiful home going. God just blessed, and God just took care of everything, and I just thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. We have so much to be thankful for. God is good.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, I definitely send my condolences to the family. Amen. But I also know that I heard you say she went home to be with the Lord, and that's a time to rejoice. Amen. Thank God for that homegoing celebration.
Amen.
All right. Well, at this time, we probably have time for two more, and then we're going to turn it back over to our chief ambassador. Amen. Amen. So at this time, go ahead. We have enough room for two more praise reports. Come right on in. The line is open to you.
This is a basketball.
Good morning.
Sister Foshi, and I just thank the Lord, 801 from Utah, and I just thank the Lord this morning for waking me up this morning. Let me see a day that wasn't promised to me. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord because even in my I be sick and stuff, but the Lord takes care of me. And I just keep on praising God, and I just want to thank Him. I sing that song, Good Morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. For I hear your bells whenever you're near. There goes my burden. There goes my fear.
Yes.
Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. So I just want to, you know, just thank God for letting me see another day and everything. So y'all just keep me in your prayers.
Amen. Well, thank you, Ambassador-elect Farshi. God bless you, woman of God. And thank you for the song, too. Amen. I believe I hear Ambassador-elect Mother Britt trying to come through. I believe that's whose voice I heard. I'm not sure. But there's someone else. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Bronx, New York.
Okay. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. I give honor to our Chief Ambassador, to Evangelist, to Dr. Betty and our Mother Adley. I just praise and thank God for each and every one of you, to Katanya and to Dr. Pfeiffer. And I just bless the Lord because God is so good. On yesterday, the Lord had blessed me to speak at a church for Women's Day. And the Lord gave me a message that uplifted the people, and the topic was Women Summoned to Pray. And my subtopic was Let the Healing Begin. And I tell you, God moved in a mighty way, and I just thank God for using me because I told God that I'm available to Him. And I just praise God, and I thank Him, and I bless Him for just opening up that door for me. And I just ask you all to keep me in your prayers as I continue to do the work of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for sharing. Amen. God bless. Is it time? Okay, amen. I believe we're going to turn it over now back to our Chief Ambassador. We want to thank God for all of you and your praise reports. Amen. And as God continues to bless, amen, let us just share our praise reports because they truly do encourage others. Amen. All right. God bless you. Amen. Chief Ambassador, it's back into your hands, sir.
And thank you so much. I tell you, you did a wonderful, wonderful job. My God, you'll chip off the young block. That's Ambassador Stern. I tell you, you have it. She taught you well. And so I'm so grateful to both of you this morning. Because when I see you, Ambassador-elect Williams, I see Ambassador Stern. We all try to inspire others to do a great work for the Lord. I want to try to inspire all of you. Thanksgiving is coming up. I'm being the Holy Ghost. I said the Holy Ghost. I believe He led me to move the all-night shut-in. I got that name from the Lord. I know that's the name that they used to use in the old church, all-night shut-in. And we're going to stay with that. The Lord led me to move it from Wednesday night, amen, which me and you would be cooking and preparing for Thanksgiving Day. And I believe the Lord led me, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, move it. And I moved it to Thanksgiving Day. What better time to give the Lord thanks other than the day designated as Thanksgiving Day? How can you beat that? Amen. Now, I know some of you might be tired, et cetera, but anytime you want a bountiful blessing from the Lord, you must do something. You must make a sacrifice. So we're moving the all-night shut-in to Thanksgiving Day. Amen. We're going to thank Him in the morning. When we give Him my first fruits at 6 a.m. We're certainly going to have the potlight on Thanksgiving Day. Why would we move that? And then we're going to have it at 9 o'clock, that we're going to open it up with thanks, and we're going to close it down with thanks. Amen. That's Thanksgiving Day. What a wonderful time to give God thanks. opening up at 6 a.m. in the morning on the front line with thanks. And then we're going to start our all-night shut-in at 9 o'clock that night. Amen. Make a sacrifice. Make a sacrifice. Make a sacrifice for the Lord on Thanksgiving Day. And let me tell you something. Oh, I feel it in my spirit that every person who makes a sacrifice for him, amen, on this special day designated. See, the devil has a holiday, and they call it Halloween. Well, let's take this Thanksgiving holiday to give God more thanks than he's ever gotten from us. We're going to thank him in the morning and thank him in the evening and thank him when the sun goes down. Amen. So that's on the 26th. I believe, of November. We will give God thanks, oh, like never before. Want to see Ambassador Hagen, if we can hook up the bar and the front line together. I'm doing some special things here. God gave me the vision for, you know, the front line, along with the Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, who we found at the prayer line. And so I'm taking my executive privilege here. He gave me the vision for the all-night shut-in. I'm taking my executive privilege to just have compassion on those who are cooking on that Wednesday night. I hope y'all understand me. And then we'll be back with our regular prayer line that Thursday morning at 6 a.m. What a wonderful, you know, it'll be a wonderful treat to be able to tune in to thank yous on thank you on Thanksgiving Day at 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning while you maybe warming up your meal or whatever, doing some other trimmings. But tune into the prayer line and listen to us, and you join in as we're giving thanks. And then let's close it down at 9 p.m. By having an all-night shut-in from 9 all the way to the next morning to 7 p.m. My. I don't know about you, but I'm getting happy about that right now. All right. Okay. I love you, and I praise God for what he's done. Amen. Let's get some prayer requests this morning. Mother Willie Johnson, I'm so happy that you're back. My God, we certainly miss you, Brother Johnson. Miss hearing that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We miss that. And I'm going to give my praise report for a moment, then I'm going to ask you, Brother Willie Johnson, are you still there? If you are, I want you to get the prayer request today. Are you there, Brother Johnson?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on just a moment. I'm going to give my praise report, and then I want to ask you if you would get those prayer requests. My God. Another thing the Holy Ghost dropped in my spirit, I want you all, if you would, to work on bringing other guests to the prayer line. We are growing in the name of Jesus. And I want you to bring other guests to the prayer line. It's kind of like my CDs. When I give a CD to people and they somehow, maybe at Christmas time and other times during the year, I give one of my CDs and give it to one of their friends. The reports I'm getting is that they thank them over and over and over and over again because the CD is anointed. I don't know if y'all have it. I'm not trying to sell it right now, but this is what's happening. They are receiving the anointed CD, and it's breaking down yokes in the house. Not only breaking them down, it's destroying yokes in the house. I've got a Sister Lucille, are you on the line? If you are, say something. Amen.
I'm here.
Destroying your, tell them about what the CD did in your house.
It changed things around. I know that. Everything started with sleep in the house and love in the house. So I thank the Lord for that CD.
Yeah, just the Holy Ghost told me to plant that into her life. And it ran the devils out of there. Would you say it's Sister Lucille or not?
Yes, it did. It ran him out of here.
Yeah. I got a CD called Healing Tones at the National Convention this year. The Holy Ghost told me to get my horn and just start it. And I'm not trying to glorify myself. That's the last thing I want to do. But I'm just trying to tell you what happened. And I'm going to give God the glory for it. But I started playing healing tones, and God began to heal people in that auditorium. I do it at Amazing Grace, and healing goes on. Oh, my God. God will just touch people all over the house.
Yes,
we lay hands on people, and the Holy Ghost will knock them out. Just healing tones. And heal their bodies while they're knocked out. Just telling you what happened. And is that wrong or right, Sister Lucille, since you're on the line?
Yes,
sir.
Does
that not happen?
Yes, sir. It changed a lot of things in this house. And I thank the Lord for it.
All right. God bless you. I want to tell you, Sunday morning, my God, we had a special guest speaker, Elder Jason Jones, who has become an evangelist now from all over the country. And he preached, my God, it was something wonderful. Sometimes the Lord will send folk just to preach to you, and others in the house will be blessed in the midst of it too. My God. And the Lord sent a praise message to me. Amen. And hit it right on target. And oh my God, the Lord blessed me through it in such a phenomenal way. I want to tell you, God is so ultra awesome. He works in mysterious ways and bless me. And I want to thank him for that time. Cooking people on Sunday, and the house was blessed. People were healed. Oh, my God. So much happened. So thank God. All right, let's move to our prayer request. Mother Willie Johnson. My
yes.
God. Yeah, I know you enjoyed yourself in the Holy Land.
Yes.
Yeah. I tell you, when I got there to the Holy Land, first thing I told them, take me to the tomb. And they took me to the tomb where they said, this is the tomb where they laid Jesus.
Yes.
I took my horn there, Mother Johnson took my horn and blew Amazing Grace in the tomb. And looked around while I was blowing. And I brought y'all some good news back. He's not there. He's not dead. He's risen forevermore.
Amen.
I know. Amen. He's risen. But thank you, Mother, for that wonderful praise report about he brought you back safely. All right. Can you get our prayer request this morning? It's up to you. And the line is in your hands. All right. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. And I just want to say, pray for Pastor Gina, Pastor Tony, Pastor Norman. They are going through, they're going to and fro North Carolina. I just ask you all to pray for the old pastor, pray for Pastor Johnson as he spread the word. You know, the pastors, these people, they have a lot on their plate. So I just ask you all to pray for the pastors and pray for my family, too. So now it will be the first one. Our line is open. So just come on in and give us a prayer request.
This is Sister Lucille, unspoken.
Thank you, Sister Lucille, for that unspoken prayer request. We know that God is able, and he knows everything about you because he made you. So you just pray to God that whatever it is, you do it. What do you think?
Well, if we don't have anybody need prayer this morning? It's so jumping there. Let's do your prayer request.
Come on. This is Mother Wilson. I'm requesting prayer for myself, and unspoken request is for me. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
I want you to pray for Bria Bosch, Bria Johnson, I'm sorry. Bria Johnson. Amen. If you would, our granddaughter, Oh, my God, and ask God to bless her and protect her. Amen. This is a strategic time in our country. We certainly want her to be in our prayers.
Oh, I'm going to ask you to pray for my little grandson. He's being bullied. He's 6 years old, and he's being bullied at school. But he's opening in his chest. I told him, I said, you tell that boy that he was so sick, he was going to be.
Dr. Johnson, something is wrong with the volume, Ambassador Johnson. Sound like someone is on the train grinding. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure to other listeners, we can hardly hear it.
Yeah.
And all right, everybody, check your line if you would, please. And we'll certainly aware of that. Thank you so much. We're trying to solve that problem here. Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
Who will be the next one?
This is Ambassador Elect, Sister Karen Brown, unspoken.
For that unspoken request, God knows what it is. He's going to come bring us and pray for you. Who will be the next one?
Ambassador Elect, Mother Digby, prayer for bereaved families everywhere.
Amen.
God lift the burden.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Frierson, area code 616. I would like to request prayer for our president and the world leaders that are attending the G20 summit, and also for France, because the devastation that took place in their country.
Dr. Johnson, I don't know if you knew Amos Brown. He's a radio announcer. He comes on every day. And he had a heart attack, so he won't be coming on the radio anymore.
My God, yes, I am familiar with him. And I'm so sorry to hear that he died. Oh, my God. Yeah, put him on the prayer. Put him on the prayer list, Mother. And we'll pray for him.
Yes. We'll be the next. You never know that they're the hour. You just have to be ready when he comes.
This is Sister Carvin, Texas. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
And Lily from the Youth Prayer Line have been on my heart and on my mind. So I want a special prayer for her. I've never met her, don't even know her, but she's just been running through my mind and heart, so please pray for her.
Amen. We'll pray for her.
This is from the Kansas City. Want you to pray for us on the mind that you...
Mother, go ahead and get some prayer here.
Who want to pray for those people that need prayer this morning? Is there one out there want to pray?
I'll be more than happy to pray, woman of God. This is Ambassador Elect Williams.
Go ahead.
Amen. Well, Father God, we just want to thank you this morning. We just give your name all the honor and all the glory, God. Thank you for all the things you've done already, Father God, the lives that you are touching, the lives you are healing, God, the lives that you are restoring, Father God. Father God, we just uplift right now before you, Lord God, Chief Ambassador Johnson and his family, Father God. We ask you to look on Bria Johnson, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her, God, from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, Lord God. We ask you to continue to sit there, Lord God, your hedge of protection all around about her, God, in the name of Jesus. Even give her peace, Lord God, even in the midst of the storms, Lord God, even in the midst of the battles, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Keep her mind stayed on you, God. You said those that keep their mind stayed on you, you'll keep them in perfect His peace. And Father God, we thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. Father God, we thank you for Chief Ambassador Johnson. God, we ask you to continue to meet every need in his life, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to give him the strength, Lord God, the endurance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all you've already done and the things that you are doing, even now, Father God. And we praise you already, God, for the things you're going to do. We thank you for our Ambassador Lady Betty, Father God. Thank you for the woman of God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for her committedness, God. Thank you for her faithfulness, God. Thank you, Lord God, for her commitment to you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the things you are doing in her life, God. We ask you to continue to keep her encouraged, keep her steadfast, keep her unmovable in the things of you, God. Continue to meet every need, Lord God, spiritually as well as naturally, Lord God, and financially, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the strength, Lord God. Continue to renew their strength like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for Ambassador Mother Johnson, God. We ask you to continue to strengthen her body, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the woman of God, God. Continue to give her the comfort, Father God, that she needs, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being so mindful of her, God. Thank you for loving her, God, the way that you do, God. And we ask your will, Lord God, continue to be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just uplift, Lord God, the unspoken request, God, before you, Father God. We thank you for, Lord God, Sister Lucille, Lord God. We thank you for Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Ambassador-elect, I heard, Karen Brown, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the unspoken request and any other unspoken request that's out there, God. We know it may be unspoken to us as listeners, God, but you know all things, God. We know you know the situations, God, that each and every one of them are dealing with, Father God. And we ask you, Lord God, meet them at the very point of their need. Touch them from the crowns of their heads. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Katina, look on Sister Lucille's family, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bring healing, bring deliverance where it's needed, God. We thank you for what you've done in her daughter, Lord God, healing her stomach, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Lucille, God. I ask you to continue to strengthen her, continue to meet every need, God, continue to keep her encouraged, keep her steadfast, keep her unmovable in the things of you, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for total deliverance. Unbelievable shot today. Oh, God, you know all things, God, and we thank you for the love, God, that you have for her, God. Thank you for being so mindful of her, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, where she's weak, make her strong, God. And where she's strong, make her stronger, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for Ambassador-elect Johnson, God. We ask you, in the name of Jesus, that you meet the needs, Lord God. We ask you to continue to strengthen her and her family, even as she prays, Lord God, for her pastors, Father God, Pastor Gina, Pastor Tony, God. And I believe she said somebody else, God. I ask you to look on them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. She's praying for Chief Ambassador Johnson and the first family, God. And I ask you to continue to look on them, God. Continue to meet the needs, God, in the name of Jesus. But God, we thank you for bringing her back safely, God. We thank you for the journey that you allow her to experience, Lord God, in Israel. Oh God, we thank you for that, God. We thank you. And we give your name all the praise. We give your name all the glory and all the honor. And God, we thank you for Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, God. We ask, Lord God, you to look on all, as she stands proxy, Lord God, look on all bereaved families, God, those that have lost loved ones, God, in the name of you, God. We ask you in the name of, they may have lost them here on earth, Lord God, but we know, God, those that are in heaven with you, Lord God, they are rejoicing, God, and we just thank you right now, God, for what you're doing, Lord God, even in the families, God. Bring comfort to those bereaved families, God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort them, Lord God, even through this time, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask your will, Lord God, to be done. And Father God, we even ask you to look on any financial situations that may be needed, Lord God, concerning, you know, those that are bereaved. And Father God, we just ask your will, Lord God, to be done in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I just uplift Ambassador-elect Garnett, Lord God. For Father God, I know she was, you know, her sister was very dear to her, Father God. And I just ask, Lord God, you comfort her, Lord God. Comfort her in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for, God. And we just give your name all the praise and honor. We thank you for Ambassador Frierson, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As she stands proxy for the president, Lord God, and the world leaders, Lord God, and a special prayer for France, Lord God, as they experience the tragedy, Father God. We just pray in the name of Jesus that you look on all officials, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You said pray for those that have rulership over us, God. You said to pray for those that that are in high places, Father God. I just pray and ask, Lord God, that you continue to let your will, Lord God, be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just ask your will, Lord God, to be done concerning the president, concerning the world leaders, God, and concerning France in the name of Jesus. And God, I ask you to bless Ambassador-elect Frierson, Lord God, as well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her abundantly, God. Continue to get all the glory out of her life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Keep her encouraged and continue to meet every need in her home and her finances, on her job, in the name of Jesus, in any future business. Hey, praise God. Amen. And God, we just thank you right now for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for Sister Cobb, Lord God, in Texas, Father. We thank you for it, God. We ask that you continue to have your way in her life, God. Though she's standing proxy for a young lady by the name of Lily, Lord God, I ask you to look on Lily, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Lord God. Meet the needs, God. Father God, even as a woman of God, has found compassion, Lord God. That's an intercessor's heart, Lord God. They don't even know the individual, but praying for them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you put her on her heart for a reason, God. And we thank you right now, God, whatever the young lady may be going through, Lord God, that you meet the needs, meet at the very point of her needs. God, maybe you want to intervene, Lord God. We thank you for